Welcome to Timeless Devotions with Classic Christianity. My sister and I would like to share a treasure we found in our mother's attic, our grandfather's writings. For over 50 years, Papa was internationally known as the preacher of the timeless Word of God. Please join us now for a five-minute devotional taken from the books Classic Christianity, A Year of Timeless Devotions, based on the writings of the Reverend L.A. Mead.
Our devotion today is entitled, The Man Who Stumped the Devil, and our key verse is James 5:11. You have heard of the perseverance of Job. Man is born to trouble as sparks fly upward, and from the battle of life there is no discharge. But of all the sufferers, Job is the supreme example of a man who, in spite of his troubles, holds fast to God, and in the end sees the vindication of his faith. As deepest waters are clearest, so is the message here, both clear and simple. Job was a good man and had prosperity of soul, health, and worldly things. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Thousands of his sheep whitened the desert, 500 yoke of oxen and 500 donkeys plowed his fields, while 3,000 camels transported his products to the markets of the world. He was the greatest of all men of the East, but in his prosperity, he never forgot God. In heaven, we are introduced to a conversation. God says to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?" The devil sneers that Job only does it for what he gets out of his allegiance to God, and if these worldly things were removed, Job would be faithful no more. God allows Job to be tested by permitting Satan to touch all that Job has. Satan is only forbidden to touch Job himself. One by one, messengers come to Job to relate one catastrophe after another that befall his sheep, then his oxen and donkeys, then his camels, and finally, a messenger informs Job that all his children have been killed. When Job hears this, the climax of his calamity, he rends his mantle and falls down in sorrow and distress on the ground, but he does not renounce God. Instead, in his intense grief, he simply states, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Even stripped of all his possessions and all his children, he believes in God. But Satan is not yet convinced that Job is impregnable in his faith, so he asks God to let him take Job's health from him, leaving him in agony and pain. So Job is smitten with boils. His own wife, perhaps out of an ungenerous heart, but perhaps out of sympathy with his terrible distress, advises him to curse God and die. But still Job holds fast. "What?" he said to his wife. "Shall we indeed accept blessing from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" Then come his 3 friends. Their fundamental proposition is that all suffering is the result of sin, and since Job has suffered so much, he must be the worst kind of sinner. Though Job doesn't understand God's justice in his life, he never curses God or renounces him. Always Job is stretching out his hands to find him. The creed of his life is, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." God restores Job to his former state. His material possessions are restored, as well as 7 sons and 3 daughters who were the delight of his life, and Satan slinks away defeated. In your hour of trial, remember Job, and remember the tender mercies of God. He is shaping us, forming deep spiritual qualities. Sometimes it is excruciating to be tested, to have our possessions pulled from tightened fingers, but wait for him. Wait on the Lord, trust him, and he will bring you from the furnace purified, better, stronger, with wider, deeper faith, prepared for wider, deeper service. Dear Father, help me to learn from Job and surrender everything to you, knowing this life is only a place of testing, purifying and growing, and will be gone in a breath. Amen. We hope you will visit us online at www.classicchristianity.net. Check our online store for devotionals for the whole family, including the At Papa's Knee series of children's devotionals and the books from which these radio broadcasts are taken, Classic Christianity, A Year of Timeless Devotions. These are all available on our website, www.classicchristianity.net.